Hi everyone, this is Mariana. Welcome to your WOW Rap. Psalm 23 may be one of the most familiar passages in the Bible, yet it provides us with life-giving hope and comfort as we journey through life. It reminds us that our good shepherd not only cares deeply about every aspect of our lives, but that he provides for all of our needs. He protects us, he leads us, he is faithful to always be with us, and he even gave his own life to save us. May we worship and celebrate our shepherd. May we sing, "Holy, holy, holy, glory, hallelujah, to our King and Savior, now and forever." Our scripture for today is from John 10 verses 14 to 15. Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd, and I know without any doubt those who are my own, and my own know me and have a deep personal relationship with me. Even as the Father knows me and I know the Father, and I lay down my very own life, sacrificing it for the benefit of the sheep." So let us be determined this week to declare the following truths over ourselves and our loved ones. Jesus is our good shepherd. He is our sufficiency, our more than enough, the one who provides in everything and in all circumstances. Our Lord refreshes us daily. He revitalizes us, strengthens us physically, and renews and inspires our minds for our daily tasks. Jesus leads us on the path he has set before us. He provides guidance so that we can endure and stay on course to fulfill our purpose and glorify him in all we do. And our Lord protects, helps, supports, and comforts us in our hour of need. God promises to never leave or forsake us. He is always with us. Do you believe these truths? Have you accepted Jesus as your good shepherd? Do you allow him to love you and lead you? If not, or if you have gone astray during this season, why not take this opportunity to open your heart and ask Jesus to take control of your life, to be your good, loving, and faithful shepherd. He is right beside you, waiting. Now, let us stand united as we pray together.
The Lord is my shepherd. I have all that I need.
Father, that you are our good and faithful creator.
And no matter what we face, thank you that we can trust you as our unfailing provider.
Thank you, Lord, that we lack no good things from your hand. We give you honor and glorify you for always taking such good care of us.
Lord our God, thank you for the many blessings in our lives. Thank you for your goodness.
We give you honor and glorify you for always taking such good care of us.
He, the Lord, lets me rest in green meadows. He leads me beside peaceful streams. He renews my strength.
We are so grateful for the gift of resting and being still in your presence.
We praise you for being our comforter in every circumstance.
Our hearts are grateful that you revive and restore our lives in those quiet places.
We declare that you alone are our shelter and place of refuge, our stronghold against the storms of life.
Thank you, Lord, for longing to renew us, to refresh us, and to fill us with your strength again and again every day.
And help us to not make busyness an idol in our lives or rely on our own abilities and strength, but to trust you completely.
He, the Lord, guides me along right paths bringing honor to his name.
Heavenly Father, please lead and guide us. Please be the lamp onto our paths. Thank you that you guide us back to your path so we may walk in alignment to your will.
Jesus, thank you that we can confidently trust our daily walk with you.
We trust your word, God, which tells us every day of our lives has been ordained by you, even before the foundations of the earth were laid.
So, Father God, when our hearts grow weary or doubtful, thank you that you are patient with us.
Thank you that you guide us back to your path so we may walk in alignment to your will.
Thank you that we can live lives for your name's sake, that we are your lights in this world. Please use us mightily in doing your kingdom work here on earth.
And even when I walk through the darkest valley, I will not be afraid, for you, Lord, are close beside me.
Lord Jesus, thank you that fear cannot have a hold on us, because you have already overcome the world. Thank you, Father God, that you command your angels concerning us and that you give us spiritual armor for our protection.
Holy Spirit, your authority strengthens us and fills us with courage.
Thank you that you are always with us and that you promise, God, to never leave or forsake us.
Your rod and your staff, Lord, protect and comfort me.
Thank you, Father, for the comfort of knowing you are with us always, as that takes away our fear and anxious thoughts.
Lord, we are grateful for your rod that protects us and your staff that guides us.
Thank you for being Lord over our lives. We worship you with all of our being and give you glory for being our good, loving, and faithful shepherd. Amen.
Amen. Keep safe, be blessed, and have the most wonderful week.